In a press release, West Virginia Attorney General Patrick Morrissey urges college-bound students to protect personal information when preparing to submit the Free Application for Federal Student Aid, or FAFSA, in light of this month's opening of the application window. Students are encouraged not to overlook the word free as they prepare to submit the application, a necessary part of qualifying for financial assistance. However, it's important for students to protect their personal identifiable information during the application process to avoid potential scams or identity theft. The Attorney General reminds students and parents that FAFSA administrators do not charge a fee associated with the student's application. That means anyone considering the use of a fee-based entity should carefully review the benefits and services offered, including data security. The FAFSA application period for the 2022-2023 school year opened October 1st. Students should file their application as soon as possible, as some financial aid is awarded on a first-come, first-served basis. Applicants choosing to work with a third-party entity should verify the validity of any recipient to avoid compromising sensitive information, such as Social Security or federal student aid identification numbers, and other personally identifiable data. This will guard against scammers who may use a fake seal and other tools to pose as a government official. For instance, the FSA ID gives students access to online services and can serve as a legal signature. Every student, even those who think they may not qualify for federal grants, should apply. Many colleges and states use FAFSA forms to award other grants and scholarships. Consumers with questions about a potential financial aid scam can contact the Attorney General's Consumer Protection Division at 1-800-368-8808 or visit the office online at wvago.gov. For Allegheny Mountain Radio News, I'm Heather Nyday.